You were killing him. Horrified teens watches Florida teacher allegedly chokes student in shocking video. By Olivia Rondo on September 7, 2024. A Florida teacher and vice principal have been arrested on child abuse charges after a shocking video of the teacher allegedly holding a student in a chokehold emerged following an alleged attempt to cover it up. Students caught Benny Leverett, a teacher at Progress Village Middle School, on camera in his classroom wrestling a male pupil to the ground and restricting his ability to breathe on January 18, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office said in a press release. The student was 14 years old at the time of the incident, according to a police report that the Daily Mail obtained. The footage, which authorities shared on Facebook, allegedly shows the chaotic incident playing out as other kids shout and beg Leverett to stop. While allegedly holding the student on the floor, the 39-year-old teacher claims that the child didn't respond to him, to which other students yell back, "He can't. He can't. He's dying. You're killing him." The girl behind the camera can be heard saying. The clip ends with the student wrestling himself back up into a standing position before Leverett allegedly shoves him out of the classroom. It is unclear what started the physical altercation, but, instead of reporting it, police said Vice Principal Toshiska Fabian, 41, instructed the student to delete the footage. The video was deleted but later recovered by detectives, the sheriff's office said. Leverett was arrested and charged with child abuse after an initial investigation on March 14, and Fabian was arrested on Wednesday for her role in allegedly trying to hide it. It is deeply troubling that a teacher would harm a student, but even more so when a person in a position of authority fails to do the right thing and report the crime. This is a complete betrayal of trust within our community, Sheriff Chad Cronister said. I'm proud of the witness who stepped up and did the right thing by reporting the incident, ensuring law enforcement could step in and bring justice for the victim. Leverett and Fabian have not been on campus since the investigation began in February, Law and Crime reported. Leverett has pleaded not guilty and was released on a $5,000 bond, and Fabian was released Wednesday after posting a $2,500 bond, according to the Tampa Bay Times.